Toilet provision, I responded to the council consultation. I said the preference was for us to have some toilet facility, if that was possible, manned or unmanned. But we might be interested in an upgraded comfort scheme as well. So I tried to just keep all options open. The consultation was a very constrained type of thing. It was kind of asking you for, not the kind of answers they wanted to give you but here, but it was quite difficult to say what you really wanted to say within it. I attended an ASBA meeting at the start of last week. They were talking about toilets as well. And we talked about different options and things. So obviously toilets have to be in the center of town where they're needed. You know, there isn't an obvious site for toilets. Moness car park, maybe. Hazel Kennedy had an idea of a place which we had a look at, but obviously it would be quite expensive to do something with it. So I don't know what the outcome is just now, but I've responded to the a consultation. And I guess we just have to see where that goes to.
We kind of work with the Co-op to get their toilets up and running again.
Apparently it's not happening.
Yeah, but if we kind of help them financially to get these up and running, would that not be helpful? And then at least then they've got it in the shop, because the shop's open from like 7 till close, and it might help the Co-op, you know, if we could help them get the toilet going. And that would solve a big problem, just now even, till we can find something else.
Who's we, Bill? I mean, Aberfeldy Community Council or Perth and Kinross?
Well, anybody and everybody.
They've only got one toilet there as well, so if you've got a lot of visitors and you've got locals and visitors wanting to use that one toilet,
that's better than nothing, because as I say, not everybody's got that.
I think they're talking big money to get that done, to get the plumbing. It needs their whole plumbing and drainage system and everything looked at. So I think it's probably big bucks.
All right, okay. That was just a thought, if we could maybe something we could help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I asked ASBA, can the businesses in Aberfeldy, get themselves together and agree on what a good comfort scheme might look like. So they're having to think about that. The site we had a look at, which I thought was a bit from left field to start with, but there's a gap between the Breadalbin Hotel and the former Royal Bank building. It's just a route through from one side to the other. And it seems, in your mind, it seems a very narrow, small space, but actually it is quite big. And there's certainly space there to do something, but obviously you're up against other businesses and,
The Darwin maintain, that's their property.
Yeah.
The Darwin Hotel.
Yeah.
And there's a door, I think Jean can tell you, that from the bank on the, that comes out of there, does it not, Jean?
Yeah, so that...
It's round the back. The door's around the back, the valve, not on the side.
Was there not one like from Dave Campbell's shop then at the side?
No, it's round the back. No. Because you're right, the middle bit belongs to Breadalbin Hotel.
Right, so we're not worried about the detail of any of this, but those are the two things we had a little chat about. But we obviously can't come up with anything that's people haven't thought about before. So I guess we just have to sit and wait and see if the council come up with anything. I'm not sure we can say anything else. John, do you want to come in?
Yes, the consultation's closed now, I think, if I remember correctly, but we should get a report back on that probably before the end of the year, I think. I'm not quite sure when the report's due to come out, but yeah, we'll just need to wait and see what the outcome of the survey is, and then look at options to take forward the suggestions.